Now, speaking of short form and social media in that conversation, you may have heard of a short form video app called TikTok. It's the latest social media sensation. US regulators, though, are now reportedly reviewing the Chinese-owned app amid security concerns. ABC tech reporter Ariel Bogle is here with us this morning. TikTok, what is it?
Great question, Hamish. So TikTok is, in its most basic form, a short form video app, as you said. Users can make 15-second clips, shorter or longer. Often there are dance videos. They're usually accompanied by some sort of music. And it's really become a cultural phenomenon. People might have heard this song, Old Town Road. It's a kind of like rap country song. It really found its fame on TikTok because kids and teenagers were making dance routines to this song. So it's really quickly grown from being a niche app to one that is pushing trends forward and trends moving from there onto other social platforms as well.
And who's using it?
Young people, I would say, for the most part. If you set up an account and start scrolling, you'll see kids from all over the world. It does say that, yes, only 13 plus, you need to be over the age of 13 to use it. I reckon I've seen some younger kids on there, but for the most part, it's tweens and teens.
So why has this become something that is subject to a national security review in the US?
Well, it is an app owned by a Chinese company called ByteDance, and it has been plagued from the start by concerns about, one, what's being done with the data, and two, censorship. So recently, two congressmen asked the Director of National Intelligence in the United States to do this national security review, and they want to know more about the app's data collection practices and whether it's potentially censoring content in line with China's political point of view, so maybe censoring content around the Hong Kong protests. So there isn't strong evidence of this censorship question for the moment.
Do they let Taylor Swift music be used on there? Because the Chinese government doesn't like Taylor Swift, right? Because of the 1989.
I think that's going to be my reference. Next investigation. I'll have to have a look, Hamish.
Okay. So should people that are either using TikTok or have kids using TikTok be worried about where the data is going?
Well, you should be worried about that with all the apps you use. So because of this renewed focus on TikTok in the United States, the company has been increasingly public on pushing back. They've actually hired a whole range of new public, you know, PR people all over the world, as well as lobbyists. And their general manager in the United States, her name's Vanessa Pappas, released quite a long blog post in response to some of these national security reviews that are going on. And she emphasized that the data centers for TikTok are outside China. They're in the United States and Singapore. She also said that the app has never been asked by the Chinese government to remove content, and that for the purposes of US moderation, the US content, the moderators are based in the United States. But then, of course, the question is, it's all very well for data to be held outside China, but it still depends who can access it. And in fact, there's another review going on. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States is also reviewing the app because it's grown so big because it acquired a few years ago another app called Musical.ly. And this committee has some power because recently it also pushed another Chinese tech company, Kunlun Tech, to get rid of Grindr. That company had bought the dating app Grindr. So there is some possibility there that they could face this national security review, but also potentially be asked to unwind Musical.ly.
You've been looking at how people who find fame on TikTok can translate that into success in China. What have you found?
This is why TikTok's such an interesting and complex story, I think, because there's both the perspective of all these security concerns, but we also need to think about it as a cultural phenomenon. And we'll have to see whether it keeps growing, because the ByteDance company has been spending a lot on advertising TikTok. So whether it keeps growing, if they wind back that ad spend, that's another question. But it is difficult for, say, an Australian TikTok star to set up an equivalent account on the Chinese version of TikTok, Douyin. You probably need a Chinese phone number. You might need access to the Chinese app store. And into the breach comes these middleman companies. They're called multi-channel network companies, and they have approached Australian content creators, offering to take their content from TikTok and put it on Douyin, or the equivalent taking content from YouTube and putting it on a Chinese version of YouTube. So really helping, offering, I suppose, fame and fortune in China, because they will also help people get ad deals while taking a cut.
It's a weird old world, isn't it?
It is. It's a lot of ways to get famous, I think, all over the world.
Do you think TikTok will survive? I mean, there's been a lot of these apps that have kind of appeared, had burnt brightly for a little while and then disappeared again. What do you reckon TikTok's chances are?
Well, if you think about what TikTok is most similar to, I think Vine, people might remember that video app. It was owned by Twitter, but eventually was wound down by that company. There is a risk that TikTok could, you know, overstep and really regulators come down hard on it, which is the risk in the United States, which could have a significant impact. Then there's just the risk of it becoming old and passé and uncool, which happens to all sorts of apps. It's only the likes of Facebook which achieve such massive scale and power that even though Facebook is definitely uncool now among young people, it's still got its hooks into the market in a way that's really hard to dislodge. We'll have to see whether TikTok achieves that kind of longevity.
The clock is ticking on TikTok, you might say.
Indeed.
Ariel Bogle, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Hamish.
Ariel Bogle is the ABC's tech reporter.